This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Infowars.com, and I lost my guy in my ear isn't there right now, but that's okay. You know, Infowars, what a week. Again, last couple of weeks, really, when you start to think about what's going on in the national news, what the play has been, and what we see unfolding in the last couple of weeks. You know, the whole idea of free speech, the whole idea of being able to have this conversation on the air, it really boils back down to freedom to think. I mean, stop and look at what's going on with Tommy Robinson this week. What is he really reporting on? It's the right to know, really, the right to know, the right to information, the right to have what's needed within a democratic republic or democracy, so that you have a fighting chance to have a discussion, even if those discussions some people find repugnant or unacceptable or politically incorrect. And the political incorrectness has now gotten us a layering of silence, if you will, where people don't say what's on their mind, even though the majority of people might feel that way. Think about this in terms of controlling thought as the first step in really a more overt step, an obvious step. And in fact, they don't even hide from it anymore. You know, it's like public shaming, the same thing used in China. Oh, well, you don't agree with the majority opinion, therefore you've got to be wrong. Thank God that didn't prevail 244 years ago at the eve of 1776, right? I mean, had people believed that, we would be in deep trouble. The fact is, there was really, think about that, 243 years ago, what was the debate in the town square? It was whether to tell King George to head for the hills or stand your ground. Whoa. And people are worried about saying something offensive to almost 2.5 centuries later. Are you kidding me? If that wasn't saying something offensive, I don't know what was. Because if you were a British loyalist standing in the town square in Boston hearing the speeches, you might have been a little uncomfortable. You might not get a trophy. You might get your ass kicked all the way back across the Atlantic. You know, what I see happening to Tommy Robinson ought to be, it's the shot over the bow for Great Britain's people, really, to rise up and face a government that's forgotten them, forgotten the obligation of information, even if you don't agree with it. You know, so what are they hiding that they're so worried about the British people being upset about? They're hiding trials so that people don't know who's committing the crimes. And they happen to line up with a whole bunch of people that everyone's kind of complaining about, you know. So why can't you report on criminal actions in Great Britain happening today? Because it's not politically correct, because it doesn't sing the song, it doesn't have the agenda of the elites. We're going to be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to the InfoWars.
investors understand money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars. And it's a Friday afternoon. I'm here in Alaska in my home in Anchorage, talking about really what is mind control as a concept. You know, the idea of controlling thought really is where it begins, and the most simplistic methods being applied today. You know, politically correct speech as an example. Taken to all new levels in Great Britain today, Tommy Robinson in trouble for doing what? For asking a few questions, for informing the public on what's happening in his country. And unfortunately, in this so-called bastion of democracy, Great Britain, he's being sold out. And the press, the way the press is covering it is, they're next. You know, and there really isn't much free press in Great Britain anyway. It's all public press, right? And then you have the Guardian, and you have the Mirror, and you have the rags of newspapers that actually occasionally report something. But even they are intimidated, I'm sure, by this. And then you think about, again, on the radical side of reporting, you know, it's one slice at a time. You know, Assange recently, you know, of course, reporting where all the big media outlets in the whole world loved it when they were getting the feed, right, and reporting the stories. And now they forget the guy that broke the story and dump him into some hole somewhere. Because what you don't realize is these guys, you know, the Noriegas, the Assanges, people that know the real story, when they go to trial in the U.S., then they go into the little black box of jail where nobody talks to them, where they don't get access to anything. You know, if you really want to destroy a democratic republic like ours, you have to attack the First Amendment. And so the First Amendment is about the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to believe, basically. Freedom to believe, foundationally, with all of those platforms of basic rights in the United States. And they're being undermined gradually here, in lots of different ways, but undermined nonetheless. And then think about what's going on in China and social scoring, and now what's happening in the U.S. and blackmailing. I mean, excuse me, leaking information to the media for them to channel up into the propaganda game. And, you know, when you think about mind control, you think about propaganda, information control is really what it's about. So when you start layering all these things, you start thinking about sort of the Orwellian view now of social scoring in China that also applies in the U.S. by the same companies. And what did these heads of these companies actually do? They sold us out. They sold out a set of human values, not just American values, but human values. And on the platform of the sellout for money, the big tech companies' access to China and India and other big markets in the world, they had to give up quite a bit, even in this market, you know, to the military-industrial surveillance cult of globalists that run so much of the government these days. And if you don't believe it, keep watching, because it started here in InfoWars. You know, when you think about where all this is going, why do they shut down the voices that oppose the status quo? It's because these are the voices that they fear the most. Yours, mine, the people that are speaking up against the control of speech as a fundamental beginning point. You know, the idea that Alex Jones would be shut down when others with much more vile speech than anything ever coming out of this network continue. You know, I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, so who decides is really the question. Who's going to regulate who gets to speak? This is where we're all threatened, because every voice has a right to be heard and a right to be turned off. But that's an individual choice, not the network's choice, not the medium's choice, not the forbidding of you from entering what is the 21st century public square. And this is what's happened to Alex and to others, and is beginning to see more and more of this kind of treatment as a way to manipulate public thought. So controlling the media is the first attack of the propaganda that we're seeing today, what people call fake news. I mean, think about all the neat little buzzwords that repackage the way we think about things. Think about how words structure a lot about how we then view it. So now what we've got is a tail wagging the dog. We have the media programming generations. The next generation particularly are dialed into the digital world. And that world is what's holding your attention and reshaping our culture, because people began the feedback loop of a digital, really a digital addiction in so many respects. And then when you lay on top of this the idea that you can manipulate brain activity, emotional states relatively easily, especially if everyone's dialed in, because modulating a signal in a way that entrains the brain so that you have a more suggestive, open mind, to absorb what people are feeding you. And yeah, you'll accept more and more of the BS and think it's real. And here's what becomes even more confusing as you start to augment reality, what they, you know, augmented reality, right? Special glasses, little visors that sort of give you additional feedback as you're cruising through life. But at the same time, extracting information about every move you make and every breath you take. And it's not to enlighten you. It's to shape you, to form you, to shove you into the herd in a way that we have never seen before. So when you look at the layering of controlling behavior that's happening now, and what I see is around the world, doesn't matter where you go in the world, you see the same kind of disruption and reshaping with a cultural overlay. You know, they actually sort of tailor it for the neighborhood, and they do it on a large basis. And then when you scale it down, you see really what's happening. And it's the creation of a consumer society that consumes and that buys and that continually demands resources on a level that's unprecedented. And in a way that really continues to choke the opportunity rather than expand the opportunity for the average person. I mean, the things that made and make America unique, great, is the fact that we all had these unique opportunities, no matter where we came from and no matter how we landed here. And so we have some things in our history that are worth preserving, worth recognizing. But at the same time, we're seeing some of those fundamental values abandoned, not just here, but around the world. And we're talking about human values, which were the foundation of our constitutional values as our founding father sought. And that's what we've lost in so much of this today when we start to think about the changes, the manipulations, the pushing, the limiting of speech. You know, people are afraid in Great Britain because of what's happened there and what's happening there right now to Tommy Robinson and other voices around the world. It's time for voices to be raised one-to-one, personally, talking to people, changing the way we see the world. That's the way the world will change. Tommy Robinson is another symbol of it. We're going to be right back after these brief messages. Remember, the InfoWarsStore.com. Support this network in that way. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to this Friday with the InfoWars.com team. You know, before the break, talking again about speech, the basic fundamental rights, the sort of the beginning of shaping the human mind, if you will. I mean, think about this. This is one of the areas I spent a lot of time the last 25 years researching and reporting on, the manipulation of the mind, human consciousness, even at some levels. But this is what was learned in all of that, you know. And there's some books, you can get them at the InfoWar store, and videos as well on mind control that I've authored. They're very well footnoted, hundreds of source documents cited showing the evolution of the technology. But when you start to lay it on top of everything else that's going on, it becomes really a more integrated system. And why is it important now, even 25 years after I first started reporting on these issues? And I can tell you, the idea of manipulating what you think to create outcomes in terms of the physical world is one thing. And that's pretty effective. I mean, that's not a very difficult leap to make. The science shows us that to manipulate or to herd a population along emotionally is relatively easily charged up, if you will. You can create those signals even more so now as we reside in this soup of RF, radio frequency energy, from the microwave ranges and up, from millimeter waves to centimeter waves to decimeter waves. You know, the wavelength coupling with various aspects of our physical form, whether it's on a chemical level or even a smaller level. Okay, so manipulating with energy, pulsating energy in very specific frequency ranges can create changes that affect us physically. And this is the basis of many new weapons technologies, not just intended to target the way you think, but every aspect of your connectedness, if you will, to affect all of the physical senses, touch, taste, smell, you know, all of these things that are sort of regulated by the external body and also the mind. You know, the idea of controlling human behavior has been the target of research going back now, you know, 100 years, just about 100 years. And so when you think about the technologies today and the simple applications of utilizing the media by just owning it, you know, and that first step, own it. And that's what we see. We see the media consolidated into smaller and smaller sources that most people rely on. And then those sources are manipulated, regulated. And you, instead of viewing the news, become part of the data collection. You're just a node in the system, data being collected on each of us, categorized, utilized, and then marketed, or manipulated, or both, or all of it. You know, that's the truth of the matter, is you're surveyed and surveilled, and then you're manipulated, and then you're pushed along and manipulated along to sing whatever song they want you to sing. And this is where it has all changed. And what's also discovered in all of that research was this other aspect of human beings, this higher aspect of what we are, actually what indeed we are at our core. And then you want to talk about the shaking and trembling of governments when they recognize the individual power of a human soul when fully activated, because all of this research led them to that. And that's the fear. And so the surveillance is about seeing what's up. Who are the ones acting out? Who are the ones demonstrating the capability that you're going to want to snuff out in a hurry when things start getting a little wild? And they are wild when you think about it. Now, what happened in Europe? And why did Brexit happen? It's because the elites of the world bought into their own propaganda to a level that they started believing their own press releases ahead of the public because they were already convinced. And so the backlash that you're seeing in Europe right now is a backlash against this globalistic view of the world, which the EU was just a step along that merry way. And the backlash was because they went too fast. The slow boil didn't work quite so well when they turned up the temperature and people said, hey, wait, it's a little hot in here. And the same thing is happening here in the U.S. But here's some overlays to throw on top of this. Now, what are elites truly fearful of? It's a population that's activated and engaged because of what's coming. What's coming is a further consolidation of power, economic and otherwise, into the hands of fewer and fewer people. And the reason we know this is because of AI. Think about it. Artificial intelligence and robotics combined with a surveillance state, the enforcement arm, if you will, becomes the very technology created in a lot of ways in our image. Think about that. The hardware and the software and the computer stuff, all of it, is in our image. Right? The AI gods created in our image, which is kind of bad news because humans are pretty flawed, you know, but consciousness links us in a way that even big tech can't fight. They try to emulate, and so they're trying to create what's called the worldwide mind. If you look at PBS, Public Broadcasting System's show by the same name, The Worldwide Mind, the prediction is for sometime in the next 60, 70 years for that to be the state of affairs where all our minds are linked without the need of the, you know, computer interface. Now, some people think that's a good idea. Personally, my take on it is really a little bit contrary, and I not only think it's a bad idea, but at the same time I say it already exists. And it's called the consciousness that is us, what we're created in the image of the Creator, the essence of us, is that. This is what elites fear, is the activation of that. You know, the potential of a human soul is what is most fearful for elites. And this is where the opportunity to rise up into what we are and remember what we are as created human beings, begin to emulate that. That's where the fear for elites begins and ends, activated humans. I'm not talking about violence in the streets, which is what you see this elite trying to create a tribalistic view of the world that separates us, that divides us, that breaks us into little parts as if we are separated, but we're not. We're created in one image of one Creator. We need to act that way. We need to be different in the way we project in the world. We need to insist on a different world that represents what 243 years ago in 1776 our founding fathers thought was a great idea. Free, sovereign souls. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to the InfoWars. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final mega accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars, and this is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon, and we were talking before the break about consciousness versus AI, really. I mean, sort of the contrast between the two, the difference. Okay, let's talk about this for a moment, what all this builds into when we look at the broader picture, the bigger picture of what we're seeing shaped around us. It's about creating reality on a fundamental level. And this is what was learned, that if you can get a mass of people believing and thinking in a certain way, that you actually do create the outcomes. And here's what was discovered along that line, is the idea of creating reality. Think about this as a fundamental thing that we're supposed to be able to do, right? Create reality. I mean, in a lot of ways, 2,000 years ago, somebody showed up here. He said, greater things you'll do also, right? And he wasn't kidding around. And trying to remind us fundamentally about aspects of our character, what we are internally, that we're more than the flesh, that we're more than this body, that we're way more than that. And yet everything that comes at us in terms of what we're pushed into is deeper into the shell of physical flesh and form, by making that the highest and most important thing when it's not. It's beyond form. Form is merely a small expression of what we are, fundamentally. It is our external expression of our internal arrangement of atoms and chemistry, if you will. It's how we express in the world. But it's basically energy fronts crossing and forming loop, you know, what we perceive as a reality in all of its form. Okay, now the other aspect of this that was discovered by those looking into the manipulation and control of the mind. And when we think about these topics, people think of the Manchurian candidate, they think of gang stalking or whatever else is out there. You know, there's a lot of things out there. So what's the reality, however, on a fundamental level is about shaping the outward reality. And here's what was discovered, that if you could hold a thought, and if all of us tried to hold a thought, any thought, your mind drifts, like almost immediately you start to drift. You can't hold a thought for more than a second or two. But what's known is, to create reality, the more you can hold that thought, the more it expresses itself in reality. If you get a million people to hold that thought for a second, it's the same thought for the same second, it's like you holding it for a million seconds, only we're all doing it together. The same power. You know, so when people come together and focus their attention on the 6 o'clock news and then agree on some consensus, it actually begins to push more energy into the creation of that consensus into the reality in the world, which is why information is so powerful, because we need to know at the same time in knowing, we also begin the chain reaction of expression into reality, whether we like it or not. So when you start to think about, what the media does and why freedom of the press was so fundamentalist in the First Amendment, because on every level, fundamentally, freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, it's all about freedom of thought, you see. But nobody even envisioned you could manipulate that 243 years ago, or that would have been the first line and first sentence of it. Would be to have free thought and all those things that grow from it. And that's what's under attack today by limiting speech, is really the next deep layer of splitting the population to those that are free to think and express those thoughts and perhaps impact others, and those that they can't through at least the physical media. Now, what we know and what they also know is activated human beings cannot be activated if you're in a state of anxiety and fear. Think about that for just a moment. How much of the news creates warm, fuzzy feelings? You know, none of it. How much of what you see in the average day creates that? Not very much of it. And this is something that we can't lose sight of. We can't let our emotions carry us away, which is how we're herded. If you think about it, we're herded on the platform and the sleigh ride of emotion, rather than the combination of heart and head, you know, logic and the heart. You know, you put them together and you might have something. You know, you get them apart, you really screw it up. You become too heady or too hearty, and guess what? You know, that's not why how humans are intended. And this gets into that right brain, left brain dialogue and gets back to the brain again, physical form and manipulation of this form in order to create outcomes. And we have learned on the scientific level how to do that at a profound way. And now we've overlaid it with everything else. This is the danger. This is the signal. But also, what's the countermeasure? The true countermeasure is waking up to what we are. And remembering what we are and beginning to express it in all the small ways that we possibly can, so that larger ways can unfold. And as people gain an understanding of what the science says, our belief systems change, and our ability then to express ourselves in the world become more potent. So it is a war for your mind, because what was found in all the research was the power of even one. But millions? Whoa. See, this is what the information age offered, and what's being taken from us is the possibility that maybe we'll remember what we are, because maybe this is the countermeasure to this. Now, think about AI and robotics as a concept. It concentrates more and more production into fewer and fewer hands with less input from human populations, which means what do you do with all these people? That's why you're having discussions in that arena in the elite circles about, you know, a guaranteed basic income, universal health coverage. You know, how are we going to keep the public, you know, from becoming enraged by the ripoff that's about to happen? And it is a ripoff only in the sense that there's not an honest dialogue going on, because even that's being restricted now. And that's the dialogue you tap. How do these technologies truly serve us and not enslave us should be the first question we ask in the 21st century. And there aren't many people asking that question outside of the few networks like this one that are still on the in the game, you know, and Drudge Report, alternative medias of every kind are under one form of an attack or another, because it is a war for your mind. But it's more than that in the way it's being played out. The layering, from the political layering, political correctness, controlling speech, to the literal manipulation of the way people think and how our brains function, how easy it is to manipulate emotional states with just a spiked oscillation in any of the fields that surround us. Manipulate it in a very specific way, create what's called a frequency-following response, an FFR, taught in every advanced psychology coursework in the country at every decent university, explains this principle. The brain locks on to external signals within certain ranges, begins to mirror them, and this creates a change in your basic emotional state. And this can be laid into any power system transmitting, whether it be the internet, the radio, television, power grid itself can be oscillated. And it's not in the power ranges, it's in the way they're oscillated, the way that they are systems couple and join together and form a union with the artificial. This is where it happens, where the action is, if you will. And if you lay it on a platform of fear and anxiety, you'll never reach the higher states of awareness that we're intended to reach, that change things, that alter things, that create things in the world of physical form. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to be right back after these brief messages, and you're in the InfoWar.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to InfoWars. You know, before the break, talking again about AI, robotics, the overlays of sort of what we're seeing and why the elite are so afraid right now. Because when people recognize what's happening, fully recognize what's happening, and the promises that are totally bogus by most of these politicians, then you'll see it. But the counterbalance to this right now is kind of intriguing to me, because I see it a little differently. You know, when I think of trauma, and I've experienced lots of it in my life without getting into that or any aspects of that, trauma is where things, you know, you get kind of your reality checks on where you're shocked into reality. And we're seeing cultural traumatic events. You know, when I saw the footage of Tommy Robinson just, you know, the last few days, you know, that's pretty heartbreaking when you think about, here's a guy that just asked questions, you know, I mean, he didn't even state conclusions, you know, he just asked questions and he was truly convicted of journalism, as his shirt says, for those that see him being taken right now. And, you know, the heroes of the 21st century are going to be those that stood up for the rest of us under this kind of crazy nonsense. Look at this, you know, mob of police to keep this guy silent. You know, I mean, come on. Is that really what it's about? What is he? He's been accused of everything under the sun, because it's also how it goes. You know, just start throwing every name, you know, that you can think of at somebody to try and destroy them. Go after their economy. Go after their livelihood. Go after their families. Go after whatever you can do to disrupt them. And see, they know really clearly, because of the profile that all of us have laid down, what works or doesn't work. you know? And so then they got to do something different, you know, and that's what you see is you see the different things being done by the voices that cannot be silenced, that will not be silenced, that are becoming stronger, I think. The more that the press is on, the better the odds are that there'll be more voices. And strong voices and nonviolent voices, for God's sake, at least from the right. And hopefully the left wakes up enough to realize that they're just being herded along with whatever fertilizer that's masquerading for the truth of the BS that it truly is. And whether it's the BS being fed to the right or the left to inflame us, no, this isn't where we're going. We're going to combine the head and the heart and do it a different way. And this is where we win this information war, is it's a war of the head and the heart. It's a type of consciousness that the elite don't get because they can't get there, you know. And whether you're driving a bus today or sitting in an office as a CEO and hearing these words, you know exactly what I'm saying. You know, it's about what we do, what we chose to do, in each instant, right now, that we can do, that we can have faith in, that we can believe in, that we can trust our own judgment in, to listen to the story, look at the information, and then decide. That's what freedom of the press is about. That's what freedom of speech is about. And that's what's being taken from us, as the late Chuck Carter used to say, one slice at a time until the balloon's all gone. And that's what we're seeing in the world today, is a robbery of thought and the ability to express ourselves freely. Now, when you start to think about all this in terms of where we're headed, what's an alternate vision for this? Is first of all, I don't believe in the shortage myth of resources. It is a myth. When I look around and fly around, and what I've seen in the world tells me it's a myth. What's not a myth is the fact that greater amounts of the true wealth of nations is being taken from us and consolidated in the same hands it always has been, into the few. Whether it's a millennium or two ago or now, you know, it's the same game being played out on the world through now the window of the world, big tech, which controls so much of our attention, to the point where the world is being shaped by big tech instead of by human consciousness, learning, remembering, and behaving differently. So the challenge for us in this century is to take back our sovereign souls from the jail of the flesh being imposed on us more and more by media. Now, fear and anxiety, I want to talk about that for a moment, because whether it's the ads, advertising agencies capitalizing on anxiety and fear, am I breath going to be bad? Am I going to stink? Whatever, you know, they're selling. Am I going to die? I need this medication. You know, whatever the fear, think about how much of it's fear-based, even when it's so you in a friendly way. You know, I mean, but that anxiety dampens our ability to really recognize and behave differently as humans. Stress on our systems, you know, breed disease, heart disease, cancers, all of it, stress-related disorder of all kinds, psychologically and physically. And this is how it comes at us, you know. And my significant other before the show today, where I'm listening to my normal news feeds, and Ann's reaction is, what a lousy way to start the day, you know, with such a heavy hit of negative news. And she's right on a lot of levels, you know, and that's absolutely the truth of the matter. And we all wake up to that, and professionally, I go, that's kind of what I do. So take in the news, interpret it, and put it out a little differently. That's what this network does, is interpret what's going on in the world and put out what we think are the important aspects of news, the news of the day, if you will. And between all the hosts and the hours of broadcasting, we cover a pretty wide breadth of what's going on in the instant, and then sort of the contextual view of what all this means. And all that gets explored in a pretty open way without a bunch of teleprompters and advertisers telling anybody what to say here, because that doesn't happen. The reality is we truly serve the interests of the public, which is why many of us got into this, some of us quarter of a century ago, because we actually believe that, hey, as long as the public supported us through whatever means we were coming to them, then we keep doing this. But if it doesn't happen, then we don't do it anymore. And that's kind of why I quit writing books a while ago, because I couldn't do it anymore. Why a lot of authors aren't doing the exposés we used to do, because you can't research a book for a couple, 3 years, and then have it digitized and put out there for free and then make it all work. You know, it doesn't work that way. So a lot of us started doing things differently, you know, figure out a different way to do it, get our information out. And this medium is the medium for this century, to be able to have a conversation through talk radio and now video feeds as well, which is a great way to have a conversation. And that's what's being forbidden today, an open conversation about the technologies and how those technologies might affect us. Because we're talking about the big tech technologies. You don't think they want their advertisers to be successful and sell you stuff? You don't think they'll go to whatever means or the law allows to get you to be herded along and believe whatever it is that they're going to feed you? What I want to say is we are individually sovereign thinkers. Trust your intuition. That's the hard part of the head, you know, or the left brain, right brain working together, you know. This is what we're intended more fully to be, is feeling, thinking humans that apply what we know in the world around us to reflect our beliefs. And do that. Do what you believe is right and true each and every day. If we each do that, the world begins to change on that platform. And that takes no fearlessness at all, just confidence in what you absolutely know. That's called faith, actually. It's a very simple thing. Faith is what you believe to be right and true and you're willing to act on. So act. If you have faith of a mustard seed, act. Change the world today. This is Dr. Nick Begich on a Friday afternoon telling you and reminding you that we are divinely created and we need to act that way. Spend a few minutes each day contemplating that thought as we enter the InfoWars and activate who we are as living souls. This is Dr. Nick Begich signing off this Friday afternoon.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.